So we are up to Chavav and Aleph, the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah. The Mishnah said four brothers, two of them married to two sisters, and the ones married to the sisters died. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. They died. Levi and Yehuda cannot do Yibum because it is Achayt Zukasai. That's what seemed Pashup Shat. And therefore they can't do Yibam. So the Gemara Shemamina, we did this Gemara, but we didn't do the Rashi, so I will repeat the Gemara Shemamina Yantika. By the fact that we don't let Levi do Yibam to Reuben's wife is because the bind that he's bound to Shimon's wife makes it like Reuben's wife is his wife's sister, even though it's not his wife, but it's Zika. So we see that yes, Zika, that we, the Rabbana made it Isser, of marrying a relative of the zkuka, of the bound one, until it's removed. And over here, since they're both bound, you can't do Yibum because it is the sister of the one bound to you, and that zika has not been removed. The ain zika. Because if not, mivdihani betray batikas, these two sisters are falling from two separate houses, one from Reuven, one from Shimon. Haile Abu Chada, Vaile Abu Chada, why can't each of them do Yibum to one? Rashi. Yazika, Klaimer, Chumra Zika. Let me explain something. There's definitely, the Torah said that when a guy dies without children, his wife is bound to his brother. The question is, to what degree did the Rabbanon consider that binding to do things? That's the question. The word Zika just means bound. The fact that Reuben died without children, automatically his wife can't get married without Chalit or Yibum. That is a biblical binding. The question is, how much chumrah did the Rabbanan give that binding in practical halacha till the chalit, till it's removed? So Dr. Rashi, chumrah zika, the severity of zika is, l'shvuya achayisi kukasa kachayisi shtai, to make the sister of the woman bound to you be treated like your wife's sister as long as that binding has not been removed. Masechtas Nedarim Prigiba, in the Masechtas Nedarim, there's a machloikis if he has zika if not. Iklum Adam is the Kakusa Ke Ishtay Lafaris Nadarim. There's a Mount Yemen that says that the Yavam can be made for a Nadarim because of Zika. And we're going to talk about this later in the Perek, and that's a big Kiddush because if Zika is only rabbinic, why in the world should it help Lafaris Nadarim? Lafaris Nadarim is a job of a husband, and it's a biblical law. And all of a sudden, Rashi's bringing into the picture that Zika can allow the Yavam to do Hataras Nadarim, which is a sugya in itself, which we will get to later in the third parak, so we'll leave it for that. But I just want to point out that Rashi has just brought in something that we didn't have till now. Till now we dealt with Zika as totally rabbinic. We had one mention of one mandiyama that says Zika is biblical, but we always operated under the assumption that Zika is a rabbinic thing. Here Rashi throws in that it has an implication on the biblical law. Now, how can that happen? It's going to be a sugya later on, so we'll leave it for there. I'm just pointing out that Rashi just did that by saying that the zkuka is like a wife for the ability to cancel the darim, the lesser krivus, and to ban relatives. So Rashi right away says, don't think this is a machloikus and mesechtas nedarim. We had it in Yevamos. We had Amazroim argue about it in Yevamos. We have Tanoim argue about it in Nedarim. Now, the truth is, we had Tanoim that argued about it in Yevamos as well. But that was dependent on how many brothers there were. It was whole thing. So this way, there's a machloikus and mesechtas nedarim about to the degree of Zika. And we had this machloikus earlier in Amazroim. Rav Huna held Ein Zika, and Rav Yehuda held Yes Zika. Rav held Ein Zika, Shmuel held Yes Zika. Rav Huna was quoting Rav, and Rav Yehuda was quoting Shmuel.
What does lesser provost mean? What, he can't marry
her? That he can't marry her relatives while they're Zika. Meaning, if Reuben dies and leaves his wife, Shimon cannot marry any of that woman's relatives until that Zika is removed. Well, he can't because he can't marry a chayes chol tzatzai. That's an issur drabanan separately than that. But let's say there's another brother that does chalitza. Let's say there's two brothers left, Shimon and Levi. and Levi does chalitza, so Shimon can marry this woman's relatives. There's no zika left. Levi took care of the zika, either by being miyabim or by being chalitza. I'm talking about one person died. Reuven died, left his wife. There's Shimon and Levi. Let's say Levi decides to do yibum. Zika is off. Shimon can marry whoever he wants related to that woman. But while the zika is there, he's not allowed to marry any of her relatives.
Her death released that zika?
No, that was the Gemara said. No, her death was not released the zika. We had that in Daf Yedayin Amud Beis, the Machlokes Rav Huna and Yehuda, and death did not release zika. It happens to be he can marry her sister, because even his wife dies, he can marry her sister. So if his Yavama dies, he can marry her sister, but he can't marry her mother or daughter. Whereas if Levi did Libum or Chalitza, Shimon would be able to marry that woman's one mother or daughter as well.
We don't just say that if his own wife dies, that's her sister, two brothers married two sisters, that once she's the usher, she can't ease.
That's Yibum only.
Because then a Chaitishta comes, his Ishazach comes in. And
I'm sorry?
Two brothers married two sisters.
Right.
And one brother dies. Now there's two, he can't, it's a Chaitishta Kukas, he can't, I mean, it's a Chaitishta. So if his own wife dies now, what do we say that if his own wife dies, can he marry her now?
No.
Because
that's worse, it's a chaytishtai. That's a biblical erva. What you're asking me is, and this is gonna be the Gemara later on, Reuven's wife, Reuven died, and Shimon died, and let's say Reuven died. Shimon can't do Yibum, can't marry her relatives because it's relatives of his kuka, right? But then Levi removed the zika, so then he can marry her relatives. It's not his brother's wife. Her relatives are not his brother's wife.
Right.
What I was talking about yesterday is if a brother dies and his wife is not eligible for Yibum at the time of death,
correct,
she can never become eligible for Yibum. And again, this is going to be a discussion in the Gemara later on, but that's the pashtus of the thing.
So, what do we know in Rashi that besides that one sheet, everyone holds Zika's only Drabanan?
Yeah, at this point, Zika's only Drabanan. Well, in the third parak later on, we will meet opinions about the Raisa. But at this point, Zika is a rabbinic thing, correct. And this is the problem, and I pointed it out. And then, isn't that what I said when I read it?
That's exactly right. What I'm saying is
that you're agreeing to my problem. I agree with you. The Gemara is going to deal with that problem.
That wasn't. I was just saying, if there's going to be a bond.
You want to hand in the test today? I'm taking the test. I have my Gemara.
If there's going to be a bond, why were we thinking Rabbanan came into it? The bond is created by
the Torah.
Death of the Torah.
Yeah, but the bond did not have implications. It's not his wife. The bond is just an obligation to either do Yibum or Chalitza. It does, and it locks her in. It doesn't say anything about any kind of marital relationship.
So according to all this, it wouldn't be, if the person would take, if someone else would take her, it wouldn't be
it would be a lav. Yivama l'shok.
Well, how do you get lav?
Because the Torah said, like, see, Eishas HaMeis HaKutz
HaLizar. But the bond to the brother is not only Drabandika bond.
Again, I started off and I answered this question, but again, I might not have explained myself well enough. Let me explain myself again. The Torah creates a bond. The Torah says the woman cannot get married without the benefit of Yibum or Chalitza. That the Torah said. That's biblical. The question is, how does that impact the brother's ability to marry her relatives? Torah never said you're married to her. All the Torah said was, she can't get married to anybody else without the benefit of Yibum or Chalitza.
That can mean still Zika Drabanan?
That means, see, the word Zika has multiple layers of translation. If you're looking for Zika as the word that she is bound to him, that's biblical. Meaning, she cannot get married till he releases her. That's biblical. Nobody argues on that. It's a pasuk. Lesia Eishas HaMeis HaChutz HaLizar. Yavama yavu yalav and lekachalay leisha v'yibam layach b'tish liyav mizivimtai v'cholte b'yit goes also v'imtai shara it's kind of like the whole passage. Right. Okay. Now again, the word zika has multiple levels and this is very important. I'm glad it's being brought up now. Zika means bound. Implications of bound are different levels. There's the biblical level, and there's the rabbinic level. Nobody argues that the Torah said she can't get married till there's Yibum or Chalitza. Can't argue with a pasuk. That's biblical. But what does that say about him marrying her sister? Torah never said he's married to her. Torah said he has an obligation to release her. If he marries her sister, he marries her mother, he marries her daughter. He's being mevatel the mitzvah. But why shouldn't Dila be allowed to marry them? Okay, you want to say bitul mitzvah ziba, but it's a rabbinic thing. So he's mevatel the mitzvah. Biblically, there's nothing wrong in being mevatel a mitzvah.
So this whole rush is going into that.
So now the question is, came along the Rabbanan and gave Zika teeth. Gave it halachas that pertain to him. And Rashi speaks out two, and one, as I pointed out before, is problematic. Rashi speaks out the fact that he can't marry her relatives while the Zika is there. That's rabbinic in nature. Then Rashi spoke out a new Kiddush, which the Gemara is going to deal with later in this Berak, that the Zika allows him to nullify her Nedarim, which is a husband role, and it's biblical. And that's going to be an issue, and that's why I pointed out when I read the Rashi, that Rashi has just entered into a thing saying that the rabbinic Zika can affect biblical law, which we will discuss later on in the Berak. But at this point, the machloek is yes, Zika and ain't Zika. It's not whether the Yavama needs to be released. The Tyrus said she needs to be released. It is, does Zika have practical implications on his ability to marry her relatives? Or, Rashi brought in, can he nullify her Nadara? Now, why that should help if Zika is rabbinic is a discussion later in the Gemara. But at this point, we're concentrating on the rabbinic halacha of Zika, how it affects his ability to marry her relatives. Right? Reuben and Shimon died. They were married to two sisters. He has a mitzvah to be Miyabim, Reuben's wife. He has a mitzvah to be Miyabim, Shimon's wife. They're two brothers. So Levi says to Yehuda, I'll take one, you take the other. Zok the Mishnah, no. Because when Levi died, when Reuben died, and Shimon died, you couldn't be Miyabim Reuben's wife because she's the sister of the one bound to you. Therefore, it eliminates your ability to do Yibum. Rabbinically. Because if you remember, we said this, and I'll say it again. If biblically you can't do Yibum, then there's no mitzvah chalitza. Except in one case, we said yesterday, and I'll say it again today. We have a rule. Kol she'eina oilu l'yibum, eina oilu l'chalitza. Any woman that you can't do Yibum biblically do, there's no mitzvah chalitza. We had one exception. But that's the rule. So we're dealing with rabbinic Zika. Rashi threw in that it affects Hafaras Nadarim, which is biblical, which is a problem, which I said the Gemara will deal with later in the Perek. Weiter. Mitrei Bati, Mishnei Achen, Nafku. Okay. Talk to Gemara. Amphit to Gemara. No. Lo'ay l'may malach ain zika. I can really tell you ain zika. Shemdik savar, asu levatu mitzis yavamim. There's a different problem here. The problem over here is, if Levi does Yibum to Reuven's wife, which is permissible if you hold ain zika, even though Shimon's wife is bound to him, but ain't Zika, it does not have any practical implications about who he can marry. But if he does Yibum to Levi does Yibum to Reuven's wife, then Yehuda dies. And Shimon's wife will be released because she's an Erva. So there was a mitzvah that was removed by Levi doing Yibum and Yehuda dying. And we don't like to have mitzvahs removed. It's a rabbinic concern. Biblically, what's wrong? He married Reuven's wife. Nebuch, Yehuda died, and now she goes free because she's the brother's wife's sister. But Lumaisa, what happened by Levi doing Yibum, was it set up a circumstance that Yibum and Chalitza aren't being kept. Let me just finish. So the Rabbanan don't like that happening. So they said, don't do Yibum, do Chalitza, and therefore we're guaranteed, unless both die, we're guaranteed that the mitzvah will be kept. I'm a lazy guy. From the Kesavar Atzil of Atam Mitzvah Yivamim, Dilma Madim Yadim Chad, Meis Yidach. While one does Yibum, the other one might die, and therefore become a Vatam Mitzvah Yivamim. Yes?
So it comes out according to this Gemara, that's only when it's one against one. Two
chalitzas
against one.
Correct. That's what it seems like. Yes.
Why are we concerned about such a notch case?
So that's the big shaila here, because we're usually not worried about Misa. We're usually not worried about Misa. Taisa says that we have no timeline for Yehuda to act. And over a period of longer time, there is a fear of Misa. If we knew Yehuda would act in the next 3 months, then we wouldn't worry about Misa. But since Yehuda has no timeline, so everybody dies sooner or later. That's, again, your question is better than my answer. I'm not going to argue with you. But that's what Tyson's answer. That had there been a timeline, a short timeline, we wouldn't worry about Misa. But there is no short timeline.
Instead of doing it that way, they both have to do it.
Again, right. So, again, I'm just saying chat in the Gemara. I don't have an answer to that question. Why don't we make it that Takana, the Chalitza has to be done within the next month? What?
You have to wait 3 months before this.
I meant the month after the 3 months. That's what I meant. Rashi. Meisi dach v'nafli kamei dahai. She will fall in front of the baby who did Yibum to Reuben's wife. Even if Yehuda dies after Levi gave Chalitza to Reuben's wife, he'll give Chalitza to Shimon's wife. So that way, at least Shimon's wife will get, the mitzvah will be done. We like to do mitzvahs. We don't like to set up a situation where the mitzvah might not be done. Frak the Gemara, so for this, you didn't need four brothers. You could have said that Reuben and Shimon were married to sisters, and they had one brother, Levi, and they both died. We don't let Levi pick one of them to do Yibum, because then he's not doing the mitzvah to the other one. Why do we need four brothers? We could have had three brothers. Reuben and Shimon married to sisters, and they died, and they have one brother named Levi. One brother. Now, if he does Yibum to one of them, the other one goes free. The Vatum is Yibum. So the Mishnah will tell us, he's not allowed to do Yibum, he has to do Chalitza. Why do we need a case of four brothers for this? If you learn Zika, we needed two brothers to say that Zika is even with two brothers. But if you learn it's Vatum is Yibum, that you don't like to be Vatum, you could have had a case with three brothers. Reuben and Shimon married to sisters. They died. They leave over one brother named Levi, who's not allowed to do Yibum, because by doing Yibum to one, he's kicking out the other. It was out of mitzvah. Frak the Gemara, Yehochi Klasenami. Frak the Gemara, you're right. Loi mi boi kamina. We're saying not only. Loi mi boi klasen devada batal mitzvah Yibum. By three, as soon as Levi does Yibum, he's 100% being batal mitzvah Yibum. Avul dalad lemitha lechashina. But maybe by four brothers, to be afraid that Yehuda will die, that's a bigger chash. It's a lesser chash, I should say. Meaning, in a case where there's three brothers, Reuben and Shimon die, and there's only one brother, automatically, if he does Yibum, he's being mevatel the other Yibum. But in the case of four brothers, as was pointed out before, it's not that frequent that Yehuda will die before they do the mitzvah. So who says we worry so much? Kamash Malan, that we are worried. Some trash. Why did they pick four brothers? Even though it's two brothers, it's not so strong. There's two brothers. You can say the Zika of one is to Levi, the Zika of one to Yehuda. for sure by three brothers, Meis Mem Nesum Shtei Achiv, Meis Mem they died, and Nafu Shteim Lefnei Zeh Shtei Nasuris, the Vatavayu Alei Ramya. For sure by three brothers, when there's only one brother doing Gibum, they're both Zachiv to him. But because of Chamura, the stronger Zika. And when he marries one, with four brothers you can tie now, it's less Zika. With three brothers, it's a stronger Zika. So we want to tell you a Chiddush, that even with four brothers, it's a lesser Zika because there are two brothers to handle the Zika. Still, we say yes, Zika. And the two that are married to two sisters died. Because if you have one, the other one will go out free. Yes, what's your problem?
Zika is not a mushistic thing. You don't say, well, this is four brothers, the koyach of one of the Zika was lessened.
100% it's lessened.
No.
100%. You could have a havamina that it's lessened. There's another option here inside to me.
Hashem's covenant is more here than there. Hashem's Mekola Olam Kulo. You know, it's a ruchnius thing.
I mean, no friends, but Zika is not Hashem.
But it's not a physical thing.
Again, let me explain. Again, Zika is rabbinic. I could have sat here and persuaded you. In fact, we had it back on your Zionist days. That when there's two brothers and two sisters follow the Yibam, we would say, listen, they both have Zika, but since they're two brothers, let's split the Zika rabbinically and say one should be more zakuk to one and one should be more zakuk to the other. We're dealing with a rabbinic Zika. Let them author the law. Let them write the law that says that with two brothers, where the Zika can be handled by either one of them, let's make one zakuk to one and one zakuk to the other. You could have listened to such a law. So the Mishnah comes to tell me there is no such a law. So it's a bigger chiddush with two brothers than with one brother. But by bittul mitzvah yevamim, it's bittul mitzvah yevamim. The answer is, here you need an extra thing, that you're afraid that Yehuda will die. Who says we're worried about that? The Mishnah comes and tells me, we're even worried about that.
When there's three, and what are we telling them to do?
Chalitza to the boat.
Why does he have to do
chalitza
on the second one?
Why not?
Because she's released.
She's
achay chalutzas
is rabbinic.
Achay chalutzas is not enough
to. It's rabbinic. It's not biblical. Whenever you can, rabbinic only removes yibum. It can't remove chalitza.
So why can't
you
buy the second one?
In which case? Because she's the sister of his chalutza. It's a rabbinic issur. A person's not allowed to marry the sister of his chalutza. That's independent of Zika.
But the Raisi has to do chalitza tar.
Absolutely.
She can't get married until he's
done. Exactly.
What if she does?
She violates a law. She's a Yivam al-Shuk.
Marriage is fine, no?
It's like every other law. Well, there's a Mandiyama that says this is worse than every other law. We'll deal with that later in the Masechta. But simply put, every other love.
Am I written?
Yes.
After the chalitza dies, can he marry the other sister?
No, achayitz chalutza is a yes. It's no different than achayitz ishtai. Yes.
Okay.
His wife, if Rachmana Lutana person's wife dies, he can marry her sister.
Right, that's why I was asking. So once he marries or does Yibum or chalitza, then the other wife, then the other sister, the sister is related to him until his wife dies, his chalut or yivama dies.
Correct.
Okay.
Sorry?
That's all.
Right. Something about Ivaitu. Ihachi. If you want to tell me the chiddush of being afraid of death, Chamishanami, why don't we have five brothers? Reuven and Shimon married to two sisters. And you have Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. Three brothers left. We tell Levi, don't do Yibum, because after you do Yibum, Yehuda and Yisachar might both die, and the lady will go free. That would be even a bigger chiddush. If you're interested in telling me the Chidushim that we're afraid of death, tell it to me with three remaining brothers. That Levi shouldn't do Yibum, because Yehuda and Yisachar might both die. Dr. Gemara, Lemisa, the trailer, Chashina. We're not afraid that two people will die. Rashi. Lemisa, the Chamisha, Nami, Shnaim, Nishnu, Mishnei, Achis. Two brothers married to two sisters. Umeitsu, Ashnarim. Benishu, Ashloisha. Duma, the Miyam, Chad. Meitsu, Lutre. Two will die. Ubat, Lemisa, Yivam. So it comes out, Malacha, Lemisa, a big nafkamina here between the Pshat of Yazika and the Pshat of Bittul Mitzvah Yivam. The case is, Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters, and they have three brothers, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. And Reuben and Shimon die. Can Levi do Yibum? If you hold Yazika, no, he cannot. I don't care if they're two brothers, or three brothers, or eight brothers. If you hold Yazika, Levi is not allowed to do Yibum, because the sister of the one bound to him. Even though he has six brothers, doesn't make a difference. He's not allowed to do Yibum because it's him that has to be cussed. If you learn Bittul Mitzvah Yibum, it's only when there are two brothers left. If you Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar are left, Levi can do Yibum. We're not afraid that Yehuda and Yisachar are going to die. So this is a nafkamina in Pshat in the Mishnah. If you hold the Pshat of Yazika, or you hold the Pshat of Bittul Mitzvah Yibum. If you hold the Pshat of Yazika, I don't care how many brothers are remaining. Because Levi is not allowed to do Yibum, not because of any brother, but because of him. It's Achay Zukukasar. So I don't care how many brothers there are, but if you hold Bittul Mitzvah Yivamim, it's only a fear that Yehuda might die. That's only if there's Yehuda, but if there's Yehuda and Yisachar, we're not afraid. So Levi would be able to do Yibum. So there's an afkamina between the two terutzim when there are more than two brothers. Two pshatim in our Mishnah will depend, will decide what happens if three brothers are left. But that's not the case in our Mishnah. That's what I'm saying. But if ain't Zika, it's a fear of death. As was pointed out, there's no fear of death by two brothers. Nothing about that. Okay, now we're getting into a whole new sugya. I'll take this as slow so we can get this clear. And again, if anybody has a question, please don't hesitate to ask after I try to explain it. Amarava Baravuna Amarav. Shalosh Achyas Yivamas. Shenavdu Lefnei Shnei Achin Yivaman. Great, let me set this up. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi are married to sisters. Three sisters. There's Yehuda and Yisachar. The three brothers married to the three sisters died. So now there are three sisters waiting for Chalitza. You can't do Yibum, either because of Zika or because of Bittul Mitzvah Yivamim, but you can't do Yibum. So two brothers have to give Chalitza to three sisters. Yehuda and Yisachar will have to give Chalitza to Reuben's wife, one to Shimon's wife, and to Levi's wife. Who should do this Chalitza? Should Levi do them? Should Yehuda do three? Should Yisachar do three? Should they split it? What happens now? Three sisters waiting for Chalitza. They can't do Yibum. So now there are three sisters that need Chalitza, and there are two brothers to give the Chalitza. How do we want this done? Who gives the Chalitza? So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav Baravuna Amar Rav, Shalosh Achyas Yivamas, Shenaflu Lefnei Shnei Achim Yivaman. Three sisters who are Yivamas, who fall in front of two brothers who are their Yivamim. Whatever word you want to use for that. Zechai Letzliachas, Yehuda gives Chalitza to one. The Zechai Letzliachas, and Yisachar gives Chalitza to one. The Emtsoyis means the third one. It doesn't have to be the middle one. Why the Gemara uses the word Emtsoyis, I don't know. Rashi says it's Lav Davka. The third one, Shvicha Chalitza Mishneim, needs Chalitza from both of them. That means, let me set it up. Reuben's wife gets Chalitza from Yehuda. Shimon's wife gets Chalitza from Yisachar. Levi's wife needs to get two Chalitzas. Neither one brother can take care of her. That's what Rav is saying. Rashi. Zok Tehele Gerashi. Lifnei Shnei Achim Yivamim. Tulaymar. Lifnei Shnei Achim Balehen. In front of two of their husband's brothers. Shehen Yivameim. Emtzayis, Kloimer Shlishis, Vlavdavka Nakat. The word middle is Lavdavka, means the third one. Tricha Halitza Mishnehem, because the Mepharish Vazel, the Gemara will explain the reason. Amarab, Amalei Rabba. So Rabba says to Rabba Barahuna, why does the middle one need Chalitza? Why does the third one need Chalitza from both? The answer is, it's called a Chalitza Psula. A Chalitza Psula means, whenever you do Chalitza, when you can't do Yibum rabbinically, the Chalitza is weakened rabbinically. Rabbanan said no Yibum, so you have to do Chalitza. Whenever you do Chalitza and you don't have the option of Yibum, that is viewed as a weaker Chalitza. A weaker Chalitza because the option of Yibum has been removed. And therefore, a weaker Chalitza requires every brother to do his own. One brother cannot absolve the Zika of the other brother because the Chalitza is not strong enough rabbinically since the option of Yibum has been removed. So therefore, the Chalitza loses its potency, its strength, and it's a weaker Chalitza can only help her vis-a-vis that brother. So again, so the third sister here cannot marry neither of the two brothers. And therefore, when one of them gives her Chalitza, it's a weakened Chalitza. And since it's a weakened Chalitza, it's a weakened Chalitza. And if it's a weakened Chalitza, it can only help her vis-a-vis that brother. It can't help her vis-a-vis the other brother. He has to do his own Chalitza. So this lady has to do Chalitza two times. Let's read it. You're going to have to give the Gemara a chance. Talk to the Gemara. You have to give me a few minutes. Amalei Rabba. Midika Amrit Emtsoy Svika Chalitza Mishnayam. Since you're telling me the third one needs Chalitza from both, Kasavris Yazika. That means you're telling me that this third sister is Yazika. Remember, the first one was taken care of, the second one was taken care of. Now we have a third sister here. Why can't you do Yibam to her? There's no Bitzel Mitzvah Yibamin. Teretz is because of Yazika. The Havila Chalitza Psula. So therefore, it's a weakened Chalitza. The Chalitza Psula, Tzarech Lachzar, Akalach. And a weakened Chalitza has to have Chalitza from all the brothers. That means, if there would have been six brothers left, all six would have to give her Chalitza. At least at this point. Practi Gemara. Okay, let me hear Corey's question. Yes.
I don't understand why, if it's a weakened Chalitza, why don't all three of them need from both brothers?
That's the Gemara's question. You're asking the next Gemara's question. So what Corey's asking is, when the three sisters fell, you couldn't do Yibam to the first one. So why isn't that a weakened Chalitza? You couldn't do Chalitza to the second one. Why isn't that a weakened Chalitza? You couldn't do, why is only the third one getting two Chalitzas? If the reason it's Chalitza Psula is because you don't have the option of Yibam, well, you didn't have the option of Yibam to the first two either. Frakti Gemari Hunki Kamai Tsunami. So why did the first two only get away with one Chalitza? Why don't you need two Chalitzas for them?
Is Chalitza Psula the same thing as saying a face and a cussing?
No. No. It's a totally different thing. It's saying you, when a Chalitza is given, when there's no option of Yibam, the Chalitza is not a strong enough Chalitza. It's a weakened Chalitza. It's a rabbinic thing, but it's a new halacha. We never heard about this before.
So, what the hav mean that he should be able to Yibam on the third sister?
No. He can't.
He can't because it's, it was...
Well, the Zika of the first two are off.
Okay, so what was the problem? Why did we not do it? Because of... Why are we not doing it? Because...
Okay, that... We'll have to see. Let's give... This is going to have to be worked out. Practi Gemara Yachi Kamai Tsunami. And for the Gemara, you're right. Either Nabu Babafaka Sokinami. If they all three died, and they're all waiting, all three would need Chalitza from both brothers. It's all Chalitza Psula. You can't do Yibam to the first one, can't do Yibam to the second one, can't do Yibam to the third one. All Chalitza Psulas. You have to immediately give two chalitzas to everybody. Let me just, please let me finish. Zakta Gemara, what happened over here is, what happened was Reuven died. And Reuven died, and Yehuda gave her chalitza. Perfectly, was not a chalitza psula. Yehuda could have done Yibam. She was only one lady that died. Only one brother died. So now chalitza Reuven. Not the Chada, Chalitza Reuven. He calls Reuven the first brother alive.
There's three
brothers married, three sisters. One died. So Reuven, the one surviving brother, Gemara calls him the surviving brother, who's not married to a sister, can do Yibum or Chalitza.
Aren't there two that are not married to sisters?
Two are not married to sisters. One of them decides to do Chalitza to one. He could have done Yibum. It's not a chalitza psula. Meis idach, where is it? Nafli idach. Then the second brother dies. Chalitza Shimon. Now Reuven, this is a chais chalitza. He gave chalitza to her sister. But Shimon, there's no reason he can't give chalitza. He can do yibum. The next surviving brother can do yibum to the second one. There's only one sister falling. So now Reuven took care of one. And Shimon took care of other, and it wasn't chalitza psula, because they each died separately. Reuven died, brother one died, Reuven took care of his wife. Brother two died, Shimon took care of his wife. Either one of them could have done Yibum. They didn't. They did chalitza. Now brother three died. Reuven can't do Yibum, it's a chalitza chalitza. Shimon can't do Yibum, it's a chalitza chalitza. So it's a chalitza psula. Therefore, both of them have to do chalitza. If all three would have died and they were all here, Corey is right, we would have needed chalitza from both to each sister. Because it's all chalitza psula. But since Reuven, the brother one died and Reuven took care of her, and that was not a chalitza psula, he had the option of doing yibum. Brother two died, and the other brother took care of her. Shimon took care of her. Not a chalitza psula. Now brother three died, and his wife has no eligibility for Yibum, because to each of the brothers she's a chais chalitza. Doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. It makes it a chalitza psula midrabbanan. Therefore the rabbanan require two chalitzas.
To satisfy
the requirement of chalitza rabbinically. Rabbanan say weakened chalitzas aren't potent enough. This is a rabbinic law.
If she marries Bachut, then she's over a full law.
She's still alive. She's not going to get married without chalitza. Now, if she gets chalitza from one and marries Bachut, she's not over a law. She's over a rabbananist. She got chalitza. Biblically, it works. Chalitza psula is a rabbanan halacha. It's not a deraisa. If she were to get chalitza from one and then get married, she didn't violate biblical law. But you want to know what the right thing to do is?
Please.
Both of them should get chalitza. Just let me read the Gemara inside. Chalitza, mafkas, chalitza Shimon. Nafla idach, chalitza high, mafkas, ikasa, chalitza high, mafkas, ikasa. Yes.
If you have one brother giving chalitza, all three of them, that should work.
No, it can't. Because it's a sister of his chalitza. So he can't marry, he can't do yibum.
Oh.
It's a chalitza psula. It won't be effective enough.
Can't do chalitza more than one sister.
Again, before you knew this Gemara, one brother could have taken care of all three. But since the Rabbanan came along and said this is Rav's halacha, not everybody agrees. But Rav says chalitza psula is not effective. Every brother has to do it.
I'm saying the second one dies. Why can't the first brother do that?
It's a sister of his chalutza. For him, it's a chalitza psula.
So there are many more brothers, eight brothers.
Same thing.
No,
then the third brother would do it.
And then the rest of the brothers don't have to do anything.
Right.
No zika to them.
No, well, the zika was removed.
It's only a drabbanan that
it
can't do it, right?
Only a drabbanan that it doesn't work, correct.
Well, if the second brother brother would have done the chalitza, if the same brother would have done the second chalitza, midaraisa, she's
100% free. But she'd violate rabbinic law if she gets married now. Biblical law, she's 100% free. Yes.
Three
of the brothers married sisters.
So when one of the brothers died,
at that point, any of the two brothers that are not married to sisters can do yibum. Why not? They went ahead. One of them went ahead and did chalitza by his own choice. He didn't have to. Now the second brother dies. That one brother can't do chalitza to the second one because it's the sister of his chalitza, rabbinically. Therefore, the second brother does chalitza to her. He can do yibum.
Second
surviving brother that's not married to a sister, he could do yibum. He can do yibum. The first brother, it's his sister of the chalitza. The second brother never did chalitza to the first woman. Brother A, B, and C married sisters. Reuben and Shimon did not marry sisters. A died. Reuben could do yibum to her or chalitza. He chose to do chalitza. B died. Shimon can do yibum to her. He wants to. He never did chalitza to the other woman. There's no zika left. He can do chalitza. He can do yibum to her. He decides to do chalitza. So Reuben gave chalitza to one. It was perfectly strong chalitza because he could have done yibum. Shimon does chalitza to the other. Perfectly strong chalitza because he could have done yibum. Now, Brother C dies. Neither of these two brothers has the ability to do yibum to them because they're sister of the one they gave chalitza to. So now you're left with a situation which Chazal call chalitza psula, a weakened chalitza, because there's no option of yibum. So Chazal call this chalitza psula.
Why not just say that she doesn't need anything?
Because biblically she's bound.
But you have nobody that can do yibum. So we have a rule that.
Wait a second. Nobody can do yibum biblically or rabbinically. Why can't you do yibum biblically? There's no Israel Chayis Chalutza biblically. Drabonim don't allow yibum. That's not called. No mitzvah of yibum biblically.
Chalitza psula is not exactly the same. Not exactly the same word, because if three brothers die at the same time, we don't call that chalitza psula. We call that chalitza psula, right? You know,
if all brothers die at the same time, then all three are chalitza psulas.
So it's another way of saying it's
no, but it takes care of chalitza. Till now, we talked about not doing yibum because of chalitza kikatsai. We've just introduced a whole new concept. I don't care which way it is. You can't do yibum until chalitza psula.
You can't do yibum. Is this the only case where a yibum would get chalitza? You said call roi with.
That's biblically. Here, there's no biblical problem.
This is the exception. This is the exception.
What exception?
That whenever there's not biblical.
There is a biblical yibum here. There's no biblical problems here. We're all in the rabbinic world here. Biblically, every brother can do yibum to any other sister.
So the Rabbanan came along and instituted a chalitza from each one.
First they instituted that you can't do yibum.
Yeah.
And as a consequence they said, it's a chalitza psula.
In our case, if they had both done Yibam instead of Chalitza, the third one would
have gone free.
Wouldn't have needed anything.
Exactly. It would have been a wife, a sister of his wife. Exactly.
She goes out the show.
She would have needed nothing.
They could have made the Darabanan, a lot stronger and said it's like a regular.
Again, Rabbanan can't free, or they don't want to violate biblical law. Rabbanan can't come along, or they didn't want to come along, let's word it that way, and say that somebody who's bound biblically goes free rabbinically. That would have been usurping the tyrant's wishes. They do it sometimes. But basically the rule is, the Rabbanan don't violate biblical law to tell you to do something, to allow something. They will ban things that are biblically prohibited. They'll tell you not blow shofar on Shabbos. They'll tell you not to shake a lulav on Shabbos. They'll tell you not to do something. But if the Torah bans something, they don't come along and say, well, we permit it. There are exceptions. That's why I hate to use the word they can't. But the rule is they can't. There are exceptions to that rule. That's really the right way to word it. Yeah, that is a derisive Yavama Lashuk. We're dealing with a biblical Easter called Yavama Lashuk. But the Chalitza is weakened. So it's a new Drabana. They said a weakened Chalitza needs Chalitza from both brothers. It's a Drabana law.
That satisfies the
derisa
that
makes her mother. Correct. Yeah, but why don't you say a weakened chalitza needs less? The chalitza is very
schwach
anyhow, right?
No, the need for chalitza is definitely there. Active chalitza has been weakened. She's the Yavama Lashuk. She's a regular biblical Yavama Lashuk. Biblically, nothing has happened to her. Nothing. Biblically, they could have done Yibum. Biblically, she's required everything that any other Yavama requires. Came along to Rabbanon and removed the option of Yibum. What? Because of Yazdika. I'm sorry, no, here? No, because they died in intervals. Come by the third sister. Right? Because by the time the husband died, she is a chayitz chalutzasai to both brothers. So they didn't let Yibum. They didn't allow Yibum. The rabbinic law.
From what fear?
Because of me, I guess I'll chayitz ishtai. I'm sorry? Right, exactly. Rashi says, I'm sorry, it's means solution. Lav davka, he says. True. Tysus asked your question, basically, in the two Tysus in the bottom. I'm not sure exactly what Tysus means, but Tysus seems to want to address that question. Second Tysus in the bottom.
Because each one has chalitza from the other, he seems like a middle one, even though she came at last.
Right.
She came last.
I guess she's caught between the two brothers, so we call her middle one. Something to that effect, that's what Tysus is saying. He's trying to address your question. Fine, thank you very much.